This is NPR.
Six people are dead after a shooting at a plastics plant in western Kentucky. Police in Henderson say an employee at Atlantis Plastics shot and killed five people and then himself. The shooting occurred after the employee had an argument with his supervisor. Barack Obama is joining the fight to pay off Hillary Clinton's campaign debt. He asked some of his top fundraisers to help pay at least $10 million of her debt. The request comes a couple days before a meeting between the two. They plan to meet in Washington in a show of unity. Utah Republican Chris Cannon lost his congressional House seat in a primary election last night. He represented one of the nation's most conservative districts. The loss came despite a solid conservative voting record and the endorsement of President Bush. Here's more from Howard Berkus in Salt Lake City.
Utah Congressman Chris Cannon had a 96% rating from the American Conservative Union, but he lost to a challenger who said Cannon wasn't conservative enough. Jason Chaffetz accused Cannon of being soft on immigration and blamed the incumbent for what he called a failure to control federal spending. Chaffetz was once chief of staff to Utah's Republican governor. He's called for the elimination of the federal education department. Cannon is a six-term incumbent who outspent Chaffetz nearly 7-1, but lost overwhelmingly in a low turnout primary. The suburban district south of Salt Lake City is considered safe Republican for the November election, given its predominantly Republican demographics.
NPR's Howard Berkus reporting from Salt Lake City. A top highway official says last year's bridge collapse in Minneapolis was not a result of skimping on safety. The Transportation Commissioner, Tom Sorrell, is speaking out about a state report on the I-35 West Bridge collapse. The report says that the Minnesota Department of Transportation ignored recommendations by an engineering firm that was hired to review the bridge's integrity. But Sorrell says the agency was considering the firm's recommendations when the bridge collapsed. And nine Americans have been killed in 2 days in Iraq. Seven were U.S. soldiers. The other two were civilians working with the U.S. embassy. In Mosul, a car bomb killed two people and wounded almost 60 more. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
In the latest violence, three American soldiers were killed when a roadside bomb exploded next to them in Iraq's northern Nineveh province. An Iraqi interpreter was also killed in the blast. Also in the capital of Nineveh, Mosul, a car bomb exploded on the same day, wounding scores of Iraqi civilians. On Tuesday, two soldiers and two American civilians were killed in a bombing in the vast Shiite slum of Sadr City in Baghdad. The group was attending the election of the head of the local council. The bomb had been planted in one of the rooms. On Monday, two more soldiers were killed when a man opened fire on them after a meeting in the local council office in the town of Medain, south of Baghdad. The U.S. death toll in Iraq, according to the independent website iCasualties.org, stands at 4,109.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad. That's the news. It's always online at NPR.org.
This is NPR.